hasn't worked for me. Yeah.
Hello.
Hi. Fine. How are you?
Oh, your voice sounds awful.
It's been, yeah.
What happened?
It's the same old thing. And I get a cold that goes right into, kicks my asthma in gear.
A couple of things. Women's Caucus meeting last week.
Secretary, please call the roll.
Onnisted, Ackerman, Alquist, Ashburn, Batten, Calderon, Cedillo, Cogdill, Corbett, Correa, Cox, Denham, Duchaney, Dutton, Flores, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Kehoe, Kuehl, Lowenthal, Machado, Maldonado, Marguette, McClintock, Migden, Negrete McLeod, Oropeza, Padilla, Parada, Riley Thomas, Romero, Runner, Scott, Smidian, Steinberg, Torlickson, Vincent, Wiggins, Weiland, Yee.
Would members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery please rise? We'll be led this afternoon in prayer by our chaplain, after which time we'll be led Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Lowenthal.
Good afternoon. Let us pray. O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of this earth. Teach us to hear each other, guide our feet on the path of peace, and give us the courage to serve those who are far away and those who are near. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic.
Nice job. Privileges of the floor. Senator Keel.
Members, I wanted to point out that many of us are wearing red today, or our red dress pin, because that includes staff and members, to support the American Heart Association's Heart Month. Heart disease, as we all know, is a serious killer, the number one killer of women. And the Women's Caucus and the American Heart Association are sponsoring an information item today. Blood pressure and body fat screening is taking place right now in room 126 from 12 to 3 p.m. So if you've not had your blood pressure checked, it's open to all. You can get that done this afternoon. The more you know about heart disease, the more steps you can take to prevent it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Kehoe, and we give particular thanks to the Women's Caucus for annually making sure that members take advantage of this most important health screening. Any other items under privileges of the floor? Under motions and resolutions, Senator Torlickson, to be acknowledged at Senator Parada's desk.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, first I have the privilege of introducing to us someone who's taken a transition, who has been an invaluable help to the Appropriations Committee, to this House. Previously, I knew John Decker as a wonderful budget man and thoughtful policy person in the Assembly when I served in the Assembly. He is moving on, and we are so grateful for his work to the Senate, proud of his work. He is a distinguished professor, teacher at the University of California, has many published works. We are very pleased that he is able to serve this House and continue to serve state government. We have a Senate resolution to recognize this momentous occasion and wish you the best in the future. You're an honorable and fantastic public servant. We appreciate your professionalism and your expertise, and we know it'll be put to good work. Congratulations.
Madam Chair, Senator Torlickson, and Senators, I'm so very thankful to have had the opportunity to serve the House. It's been a great opportunity. I've been lucky, I've been trained by some of the best public servants, members, and staff in California, and I hope to apply those lessons with a former leader of this House and now Treasurer Bill Lockyer. Thank you.
Senator Kuehl, on this item.
Yes, Madam President, on this item, I wondered if a motion might be in order not to allow him to move on.
Thank you so much, John, for your service to the House. We will sorely miss you. Senator Torlakson.
Thank you, Madam President. Other members, I wish at this time to also recognize some outstanding students from St. Mary's College, the great university that Senator Parada enjoyed, and the students have a class called Passion and Politics. It's actually about communicating, and they're studying the art of communication and the art of politics from St. Mary's College. Please join Senator Parada and I in welcoming these outstanding students.
Welcome to the chamber. Senator Harmon, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Announcement.
Please proceed.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Madam President, the leading cause of blindness in California is glaucoma. 238,000 Californians suffered incidents of glaucoma in the last year. And tomorrow, Tuesday, January 30th, between 10:30 in the morning and 1:30 in the afternoon in the basement cafeteria in the Eureka Room, there will be a free screening for glaucoma tests. I'd urge all the members and members of the staff, anyone watching on television that would be interested in getting a free screening opportunity. That's tomorrow. This is being sponsored by the California Academy of Ophthalmology and co-sponsored by Allergan, a major corporation in, located in my district. Please take advantage of this and let's prevent blindness caused by glaucoma. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Harmon. Senator Ridley Thomas, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
For the purpose of an introduction.
Please proceed.
Madam President, it's with high honor that we take the opportunity to introduce the new Superintendent of Schools in Los Angeles Unified School District. He is David L. Brewer, and he is with us. Please give him a warm welcome to us, David.
Welcome to the Senate, Superintendent Brewer. Senator Parada.
Yes, I have two appointments to take up, please, item two and three.
File item two, please proceed.
Item two is Jeff Danziger, member of the California Integrated Waste Management Board. He was heard in rules, was approved without opposition, 5-0. He most recently served as Governor Schwarzenegger's chief speechwriter. He was an advisor at the Waste Board from 1991 to the year 2000. I ask for an aye vote.
Any discussion or debate? Secretary, call the roll.
Onstead.
Aye.
Aye. Ackerman. Aye. Alquist.
Aye.
Aye. Ashburn. Aye. Batten. Calderon. Aye. Sedillo.
Aye.
Cogdill. Aye. Corbett.
Aye.
Correa.
Aye.
Aye. Cox.
Aye.
Denham.
Aye.
DeChaney. Aye. Dutton.
Aye.
Flores. Aye. Harmon.
Aye.
Aye. Hollingsworth. Kehoe.
Aye.
Aye. Kuehl.
Aye.
Lowenthal.
Aye.
Machado.
Aye.
Maldonado. Marguette.
Aye.
McClintock.
Aye.
Migdon.
Aye.
Negrete McLeod.
Aye.
Oropeza. Padilla.
Aye.
Parada.
Good. How are you? Thank you.
Aye. Ridley Thomas.
Aye.
Romero.
Aye.
Aye. Runner.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Semidian.
Aye.
Steinberg.
Aye.
Aye. Torlakson. Vincent.
Torlakson, aye.
Torlakson, aye. Wiggins.
Aye.
Weiland.
Aye.
Yee. Yee, aye.
Ayes 35.
McClintock, no. McClintock, aye. I have you, Azza.
Ayes 35, no, zero. The nominee is confirmed. File item three, Senator Parada.
Yes, Rosario Marin, Secretary of State and and Consumer Services. Ms. Marin's confirmation hearing was held on January 17th. She was approved unanimously without opposition, but there are two issues I would like to call to your attention. First, she is known to all of us. She's the former, maybe they probably don't recognize my voice when speaking, and that's why they're being rude. She's a former United States Treasurer, and we confirmed her in 2005 as a member of the Waste Management Integrated Waste Board. At the hearing in rules, we discussed two very important issues at her hearing. First, the impending sunset of the Bureau of Private Postsecondary and Vocational Education. Second, the administration's record on Green State Village and their energy savings. I am pleased to report that we are now all working on a solution for the Postsecondary Bureau sunset, which is June 30th, so that the students in these schools and the schools themselves can afford being at risk. Yeah, we're moving it up. We're going to close it all. Senator Padilla would like to, I believe, say a few words, and I would then ask for an aye vote.
Senator Padilla.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Parada, for the opportunity. As Senator Parada mentioned, two big issues that came up in committee, the second of which were the greening of state buildings. Back in 2004, Governor Schwarzenegger issued an executive order that mandated the greening of state buildings. And set a certain timeline both for the assessment of all state buildings and a timeline by which energy efficiencies ought to be met. Well, the assessment apparently has been done, but no significant work has been done on the actual modifications to state buildings, making them more energy efficient, has been done. The first milestone that is to be met is in 2010, and so it's something that not only was significantly discussed during committee hearing, but in the context of AB 32 last year, it's important that the state lead by example. And so we have a commitment by the secretary, she should be confirmed today, and her agencies to get back on track with both the 2010 milestone and the 2020 milestone. And we went as far in committee as to discuss expanding the scope of the improvements beyond just energy efficiencies in state buildings, but looking at water conservation and stormwater collection as well. So, it's something that we will keep a close eye on and work towards better progress for. Thank you.
Any other discussion or debate? Any objection to using our unanimous roll call? Seeing none, ayes 35, no 0. The nominee is confirmed. Senator Parada?
Senator Wiggins does not want to vote.
Ayes 34, noes. Well, let's, Secretary, call the roll.
Honested, aye. Ackerman, aye. Alquist, aye. Ashburn, aye. Batten, Calderon, aye. Sadio, aye. Cogdill, aye. Corbett, aye. Correa, aye. Cox, aye. Denham, aye. DeChaney, aye. Dutton, Flores, aye. Harmon, aye. Hollingsworth, Kehoe, aye. Kuehl, Lowenthal, aye. Machado, Maldonado, Margetts, aye. McClintock, aye. Migden, aye. Negrete McLeod, aye. Oropeza, Padilla, aye. Parada, aye. Ridley Thomas, aye. Romero.
Aye.
Aye. Runner. Aye. Scott. Aye. Semidian. Aye. Steinberg. Aye. Torlickson.
Aye.
Aye. Vincent. Wiggins. Weiland. Aye. Yee. Yee. Aye. Machado. Aye. Dutton. Aye. Kuehl. Aye.
Ayes 34, no 0. The nominee is confirmed. Senator Parada, the desk is clear. Senator Ackerman, for what purpose do you rise?
Madam President, we have an anniversary being celebrated today. Actually, this is the anniversary of Maggie Cox. Dave came along for the ride. And how many years? 41 years? 41. Now, Maggie went to Cal. They got married when she was about 3 years old. And anyway, happy anniversary, Senator Cox.
Happy anniversary, Senator. Senator Perotta, the desk is clear.
There's no further business coming before the House. We will stand in adjournment until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be placed. We'll be reconvening on Thursday at 9 a.m. Thank you.
The Senate stands in recess.